Shalom, אנחנו קוראים...
Hello, we're reading in Kabbalah for the student, page 132, the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 45. You can ask questions in our website, Kabda.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Page 132 in Kabbalah for the student, the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 45. And that light of Nefesh is called the light of the holy still in the world of Sia. This is because it corresponds to the purity of the still part of the will to receive in man's body. It shines in spirituality like the still category in corporeality, whose particles have no individual motion, but only collective motion, common to all the items equally. So it is with the light of Patsuf of Nefesh, of Asiya. Although there are 613 organs in it, which are 613 forms of receiving the bounty, these changes are not apparent in it, but only a general light whose action unfolds them all equally, without distinction of details.
Well, we're obviously talking about spirituality. It's not just that, as it says, corresponds to the purity of the still part of the will to receive in man's body. Man's body means inside the soul. Man meaning the soul, and the guf, body, means the patsuf.
Item 46. Bear in mind that although the sefirot are godliness, and there is no difference in them from the head of Keter in the world of Ak, through the end of the sefira malchut in the world of Asiya, there is still a great difference with respect to the receivers. This is so because the sefirot are considered lights and kelim, vessels, and the light in the sefirot is pure godliness. But the kelim called kachab tum in each of the lower worlds, briya, yetzira, asiya, are not considered godliness, but are rather covers that conceal the light of Ein Sof within them, and ration a certain amount of light to the receivers. Each of them will receive only according to the level of its purity. And in this respect, although the light itself is one, we name the lights in the Sefirot Naran Chai, because the light divides according to the qualities of the Kelim. Malchut is the coarest cover, hiding the light of Ein Sof. The light it passes from him to the receivers is only a small portion related to the purification of the still body of man. This is why it is called Nefesh. The Kli of Tiferet is purer than the Kli of Malchut. The light it passes from Ein Sof relates to the purification of the vegetative part in man's body, because it acts in it more than the light of Nefesh. This is called the light of Ruach. The Kli of Bina is purer still than Tiferet, and the light it passes from Ein Sof relates to the purification of the animate part of man's body, and it is called the light of Neshama. The purest of all is the Kli of Chokhmah. The light it passes from Ein Sof relates to the purification of the speaking part of man's body. It is called the light of Chaya, and its action is beyond measurement.
Questions? Basically, these are ordinary things we've learned more than once. There is a side question. If we say that each light that appears towards the Kli corresponds with the qualities of the Kli, then how could it be that suddenly there's a greater light than the Kli? or smaller than the kli. It seems that there has to be equivalence at all times between the light and the kli. You want to answer, Yochai? Ask? I'm asking. I already asked the question. Wait. Understood? So, how could it be that we say a greater light comes to the kli, or a smaller light? How is that possible? If the kli reveals the light according to its quality, ask.
No, what you said, it's equivalence of form, isn't it? It's that's it.
Okay.
What is, first of all, good morning, Rav. Now, what is the meaning of still of sanctity?
The sacred still means the smallest spiritual degree that doesn't move. It's like a rock, like an inanimate object. It exists, but it doesn't move. It can be moved by external forces. Cannot move by itself, cannot make any movement. However, the vegetative, it emerges and develops and moves according to the light of the sun and so forth. It has life. It also lives and dies.
But Rav, you can't be in spirituality and all that if you're not in equivalence and bestowing, can't you?
It's all about levels of equivalence of form with the light. I'm in equivalence of form with the light in being inanimate. Inanimate means I cannot bestow.
So why is it sanctity?
Sacred of Dusha, because I guard myself. I keep myself in restriction and I don't change. That's already inanimate, which is the basis for all the degrees.
Okay, thank you, Rav.
Good. Bit by bit. Let's continue. Yes, who's there? Yeah.
A question. Say Malchut. The Sphira of Malchut passes the
light of Nefesh.
Yeah. So if the one receives, wants to clothe in this Sphira, what form should it take upon himself?
Like the Malchut. How can he clothe in Malchut without taking on the same form?
What form? Nefesh or Malchut?
Yes. Aviut, Shorish, root.
Doesn't matter what aviut it comes with.
No, his level of coarseness is root level of coarseness. Could be the root level of coarseness of the higher degree or the lower degree, but it's of yuchoish, root level of coarseness, which means it has no force to move by itself, only to maintain its present state.
Meaning his coarseness has to be adapted to the what it takes upon himself.
The coarseness and the screen determine the form. Next.
Item 47. In Patsuf Nefesh, which man one attains through engaging in Torah and Mitzvot without the intention, there is already a point from the light of Ruach clothed in there. And when one strengthens and keeps the Torah and Mitzvot with the desired aim, he purifies the vegetative part of his will to receive, and to that extent builds the point of Ruach into a Paltzuf. And by performing the 248 positive mitzvot with intention, the point expands through its 248 spiritual organs. And by observing the 365 negative mitzvot, the point expands through its 665 tendons. When it is completed with all 613 organs, it rises and clothes the Sfirah of Tiferet in the spiritual world of Asiya, which extends to him a greater light from Ein Sof, called the light of Ruach, which corresponds to the purification of the vegetative part in man's body. And all the items of the still vegetative and animate in the world of Asiya, related to the level of Tiferet, aid one's Partsuf of Ruach to receive the light from the Sfirah of Tiferet in all its entirety, as was explained above in the light of Nefesh. Because of that, it is called holy vegetative. The nature of its light is like a corporeal vegetative. There are distinct differences in motion in each of its elements. So in the spiritual light of vegetative, there is much strength to shine in unique ways for each and every organ of the 613 organs in Patsuf Ruach. Each of them manifests action power related to that organ. Also, with the extension of Patsuf Ruach, the point of the next degree above it extended from it, a point of the light of Neshama, which dresses in its internality.
Questions? Yes.
What are these organs which are in the Neshama?
Organs are desires that have the ability to bestow, to work in order to bestow. That's called organs. More? That's it? All clear?
Moskva.
Who's there? Yeah, Moscow.
Yes, we have two questions. The answer to your question, how is it possible that more or less light comes, is that everything is defined by the qualities of the kli, of the vessel. How to determine how much light comes?
This is what I asked. You should think about how to answer it.
And so the next question is, when the light comes in, it turns out that it doesn't correspond. There is some... The kli is not adapted to the light, and there is a feel of shame for the kli. How to work correctly with this feeling? What's the response to this feeling? It's a very strong feeling.
Shame is felt when light enters the kli. I don't know. Light enters the kli according to the deficiency. At first, it corrects the kli. Then, to the extent of correction, the kli uses the light to make an action of bestowal, and then it has no shame, rather honor instead. That's not a correct action. The correct spiritual action cannot lead to shame. Shames we have in a state where we don't identify with the Creator. For instance, let's say I eat myself up because I did this or I did that, and this is wrong, and I was wrong there, and meaning in these places, in these incidents where I feel shame and I'm frustrated about myself, I'm as if saying that I'm not under the Creator's rule, that there's none else besides Him, and His glory fills the whole world, and there's nothing that comes out of His dominion. Meaning, something still belongs to me. And then, in that place where I say something belongs to me, there I can say, yeah, I've done something bad, and so, and I'm ashamed as a result, and so forth. Or, we're talking about shame on higher levels of bestowal, where we work in receiving in order to bestow. Okay? Yes, Vlad.
Why, when Malchut, which is the coarsest vessel, why does it pass the smallest light? Why is it so?
No, Malchut receives the lights and passes on the lights. But we're talking not about the Malchut itself, which is a vessel of reception, and all the rest of Sfirot are a vessel of bestowal. We're talking about degrees of coarseness. That's a totally different thing. The language is concise. If I say Shorosh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, root 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm relating to the Oviyut that exists, the coarseness, in Keter Chochmah Binah Zeran Pin Malchut. Now, in Keter Chochmah Binah Zeran Pin, besides Malchut, is there any coarseness? No. So why do I say there is? It's just how I divide the coarseness to 5 degrees, and I attribute the names of Keter Chochmah Binah Zeran Pin Malchut. So your question is right, but it stems from the confusion of language.
So in the previous item, he divides the Malchut, passes the smallest light, then Tiferet, bigger, etc. So it's the same Kli, it's just...
Yeah, only it's only different terms with respect to the degrees of coarseness. Okay? Yes.
These organs, are these parts of the soul, the neshama? The organs.
Organs are the parts of the soul, yes. The goof is the potsuf, and the organs are the parts of the soul.
So when Malchut passes the light, it passes into the organs?
Yes.
They are the receivers?
Yes, they are the parts of Malchut.
Okay.
Yes, quickly.
The point from the upper light that a man has, as it grows, is this a process that happens every day? Every day it comes back to a point and either it grows or not?
I don't know what you mean by daily or day by day. It could be, it's state by state. It could be 1,000 times a day, and every time will be called a day.
What's the connection between one person having this point growing and his friend's point growing?
There's no answer to that. When we reach the, when we attain the general providence, we'll know.
What's the connection between this point and the 10?
The 10, by the upper force, from the final correction, the upper force from the final correction arranges the tens and also the mixtures between them. And just like how we sometimes change the tens, where do we get this idea from? Or, you know, changing our arrangement this way or another, the upper force that comes to us changes everything. All we need to do is to make an effort. We have an idea, let's do it. If it's not against, then let's do it. And that's how we advance towards correction. And when we advance towards correction, from there we see how we're operated, that there's none else besides him, which is the matter of private providence. That's it? Who? Moscow.
We would like to tell you a bit about the Congress and ask a question, if we may.
Yes.
We can say that we've ignited the heart of the Congress, the core of the Congress, because we've asked the friends from the U.S. and from Europe to share their experience, and that's it. This point is working already. We're inviting the friends every morning after the morning lesson for 30 minutes. We're going to have a strong connection. We've just begun with that. We're asking for the force. And we have a question. What degree of connection we have to attain by what efforts in order to be rewarded with the next World Congress brought to you by Moscow in the most qualitative way?
I'm looking at this Congress as a revolution, because we never had such conventions, and we truly need to have a great renewal here. Not just that it'll be a few lessons during the day, and at the end of the lesson, we just like we sing a song if we're physically there, then we'll have another song here, and a few lessons and gatherings of friends during the day. It needs to be a new appearance of of the kli towards itself, from all countries, from all parts of the world. We have to let the whole kli express itself. We tried doing that a little bit in Europe, but it was really just the beginning. We have to have a convention that, even though it comes from Moscow, and Moscow is in charge of all the arrangements, still, it should consult with the whole world kli. I heard that this is beginning to happen, literally with the world kli, and accordingly determine the topic. It's a bit more for beginners or a bit more towards advanced. It all depends on you. What songs, what gatherings of friends, and so on and so forth. But most importantly, the style has to be virtual. Virtual, meaning just as the virtual world is different from the corporeal world. In this Congress, we want to feel that everyone is in a distance between us, but we are connected on top of that in a very clear, unified way in our hearts. Here, I think we have to think how to do that, but that has to be made clear using all sorts of elements of the internet. Meaning, it's a convention that takes place in the virtual space. Just like that. It needs to feel that way. Just as you're usually connecting different groups, different people together, it has to be clear in the same way. We want to come out of the one room and one center and one place, and just like when we're connected on Zoom. We have to think how to do that so well that the emphasis on the virtual connection will take us to a greater connection of the heart than we even reach through the influence of the bodies when we each show ourselves to each other, and then we influence each other through our bodily appearance and so on. We need to have more emotional, internal impression, spiritual impression. I'm not sure if I'm best expressing this, but this is what we want to have. Send to Moscow whatever ideas you all have. But again, the emphasis is that we will feel that we're connecting at heart. And our hearts are floating in the air. There's no body here. The bodies, we don't even see them. We see the heart. We feel the heart. And it's one single heart. Try to express in a virtual fashion our spiritual inclination. More? That's it? Yes.
No.
Yes?
Giovanni from Turin is asking, is there a connection between a physical illness and a soul? Does the Kabbalist give it a metaphoric meaning? What's the best way to heal it?
Go to the doctor and that's it, and don't think too much. Go to the doctor. Surely also try to correct yourself in parallel, since the suffering also pushes to spiritual corrections. But first, go to the doctor.
Until now, we were writing scrutinies in our diary, and me and the group, what do we write today every hour?
What do you decide that you should write? Why do I need to determine this every day? You're beginning to have some of your own experience.
Because now we're in the corrected state already.
Who's corrected?
We said we're acting out the corrected state.
Playing with the corrected state, yes, and?
And what do I write in my diary?
Usually, if I'm playing in the corrected state, I see how broken I am. Not everyone, but for the righteous ones, it seems different. Let's think about it. Let's think about what we discussed in terms of faith above reason, especially, but also think about how to do the Congress in a way that the emphasis is on the virtual impression over the distance, that I connect with others through the distance, that the physical distance between us has to lead to an increased yearning and holding on to each other and connection, the passion, the yearning. That's what we need to express. And if we amplify the connection between us using that sense of distance, physical distance between us, or emotional, which the one works on the other here, and that's, if we do that, we will manage to increase the kli. Let's try.
What?
More? Yes?
A question from Turkey. A friend there says that the Turkish group is growing. Maybe you can have a congress there.
I'll be happy to do a congress in Turkey. We also discussed it a lot, but in the meantime, I think the local situation there doesn't really enable that. So we'll wait with it for now, but certainly we'll come to that. I actually like Istanbul. I was there several times. In the 90s, I was there, the beginning of the 90s. I had some friends there. And I was not doing anything spiritual there. And I'll be happy to do it. The moment it becomes more possible, we'll think about a convention in Turkey. And whenever it's possible, we'll think about a congress in Iran. It's an excellent country in and of itself. Yes, quickly.
I'm a bit confused. A virtual congress? What is the importance of the mirror congresses?
In the virtual connection, there are no mirror conventions. Everyone is in the convention. Everyone is on the same level. What's the difference? If there are a few hundred people in Moscow and in Peter and in whether it's Kaliningrad, Krasnoyarsk, whatever it is. And also a few dozen people in Rome and in Prague and in other places. Or even just 10 people or 15 people somewhere. These aren't mirror conventions. We all participate. Why no mirror conventions? Because I'm giving the lessons from here. And everyone participates in the lesson equally. Moscow only organizes. They're only responsible for the order, for the administration and logistics. And that's it. They don't serve us food. They're in charge of the program. They're in charge of the preparation. But also, in being responsible for the preparation, they have to consult with everyone. This is a Congress and not mirror conventions. Each and every group participates like everyone else. And therefore, it has room to show itself and express itself and to determine its participation, and we have to think how to do it. But again, I'm saying it has to be such that the connection between us is in the air. It's not in Moscow, it's not in anywhere else. It's in the air. And only one of our groups that can organize this took upon itself the organization of it. That's how I see the convention. And from day to day, it becomes clearer and clearer that this is the kind of conventions that we might begin to have in the future. Because looking at the economic situation and the situation between countries, it'll be more and more difficult to organize conventions differently. We may do it in a certain place, but in this way, everyone can be connected. Yes.
Rav, it's not a question. I just want to say that yesterday at 11:30, it was very strongly felt that we had many groups meeting in Africa. Suddenly Africa and Russia and many, many friends.
It's good that we have importance of connection.
It was like the middle of the day, and suddenly it was like we were somewhere else. Like in a kennel, really. It was so powerful.
We have to help them be more connected to what we call the Moscow Congress, to help them be connected, maybe help through translation. I don't know. What about Angola, where they know Portuguese? Do we have a translation? We have to think. In short, Africa needs its own treatment. I'm not sure. Maybe we have a problem with the Asian countries too, where there are people who don't necessarily know English, and perhaps we can better do something with them in their own language. And perhaps we'll find in the U.S. or in other places people who are able to translate to all sorts of those languages. In short, we have to ask everyone, what languages do we need to provide today so that people will participate as freely as possible? Perhaps we still have to add languages to our translation and accordingly prepare our equipment and so forth. We have to prepare ourselves. So that too, in general, is what Moscow is responsible for, but let's hope that from here we'll take care of it too, because we also provide translations from here, I guess. And the daily task.
Peter, daily task.
Peter.
We're asking Haifa to read the daily task.
Oh, nice.
Haifa, Petah Tikva 24, Moscow 2, Peter 2. the task. During the day, we're going to clarify in the tens and pass on from each other how much we see or imagine the friends to be corrected. Again, during the day, we're scrutinizing in the ten and we're passing it to each other. How much can we see or imagine the friends to be corrected? We'll read a few announcements. Zohar lesson, you're all invited to watch the Zohar lesson tonight, 5:45 Israel time, live with Rav Lightman. Open Friday. Friends from all over Israel, viewers of our channel, come and join us to a special lesson and meal. Tomorrow, Friday, 2:45 a.m., 12 Nevatim Street, Petach Tikva. For registration, please call our phone number, 1-700-509-209. Thank you. Have a good day. Meeting the Wisdom of Kabbalah. We're happy to invite you to special courses. Our first meeting of a course in Netanya and Carmiel. For details, go to our website or call us 1-700-509-209. Thank you. Have a good day. Let's sing a song.
בשדה קוצים גדול, קורא אני בקול, תפילת הלב אל המרום. עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים, עם שחר הקיץ מהחלום. את החי מבקש אני, הם חיי, הם נשמתי, בלעדיהם אני לא קיים. את החי מבקש אני, הם חיי, הם נשמתי, בלעדיהם אני לא קיים. עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב, ובתוכי בוער כלהבה. עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו